This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Media manipulation of our perception is pretty standard today. A lot of people don't understand that. The low info voter doesn't get that you're being told whom to like, whom to hate, and what causes are right and just, and what positions on the issues considered correct, politically or otherwise. And you can actually make that decision for yourself. And the message is, if you want to be cool and hip, you must think a certain way or be cast into the outer darkness. So it shouldn't surprise us that the demonstrations in Washington recently were universally praised in the media as peaceful, despite the violence perpetrated by the anti-fascist demonstrators. Fox News headline is a good example. Antifa's violent confrontations with police journalists mar otherwise peaceful rally counter-protesters. So was the rally peaceful or violent? And, you decide. The D.C. Antifa group marched around the downtown area as camera phones caught members throwing eggs and water bottles and shooting fireworks at cops and journalists. The events were also relayed by some media members on the ground. In a tense scene about a half mile from the White House, police appeared to shove back the advancing Antifa group. One officer used pepper spray, but officials said no tear gas was used. Video posted on Twitter showed Antifa members violently attacking a police officer on a motorcycle as he drove through the crowd. According to the article, the demonstration attracted about 150 to 200 Antifa members, many wearing black masks. They also boasted hundreds of nonviolent counter-protesters who weren't affiliated with Antifa and were mostly peaceful in their demonstrations against the white nationalists. How many sides were there? I mean, was there like three? So you have a couple of hundred violent thugs running around attacking cops and journalists and several hundred unaffiliated protesters who are mostly peaceful. I'm sorry for being dense here, but does that sound like it's, does that sound like a peaceful protest that was marred by a little violence? Without a doubt, there were some people there that were counter-protesters who were peaceful, and they had peaceful intentions. But that hardly made the protest itself peaceful, despite the efforts by the media to portray it as that. See, I've been watching something on Facebook, and it's a response to when Jan Morgan and Dan Woz were on the show last night. And it's going back and forth and everything, and they brought up the media. And I pointed out, because I'm tagged to it, so it keeps popping up in my vision, I pointed out that, you know, all you have to do is look at what happened in 2016 to figure out how many people actually paid attention to the media. So the media are still attempting, despite that big setback, they must think it was an anomaly that happened that way. I don't think it was an anomaly that it happened that way. I think for the first time ever, a candidate, Trump, was actually speaking to things that concerned them. And so they voted for Trump. Now, if you are out there, I will say this and this alone. You should never listen to anybody in the media without double checking on them. That includes me. That includes me. Now, I'm telling you, when I research something, I'm telling you the very best information I can find. And I get it wrong sometimes. And that's me being my most honest. When I tell you, hey, I might get it wrong, that's true because I'm not infallible. None of us are infallible. So, having said that, that means that when I'm putting something out to you, I'm trying to give you enough information for you to make your decision. And I'm going to include in this, when I'm disseminating this to you, I'm also going to include some things where it's going to be, you know, sprinkled with my opinion. Because that's also part and parcel of what happens here. So, I'm giving you the information, the best information I can, and at the same time, I'm also giving you my opinion of it. And then you can make your own call. You can make your own decisions based upon that. And if you come up with a decision different from mine, I don't consider that to be any harm or any foul or anything like that. I just consider that to be, well, maybe I didn't do a good job of convincing you what I'm telling you. So, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen later on. The Antifa is going to go somewhere where they don't really have any business going. And when they do, like in Charlottesville, where you had a militia show up, and they did their best to keep everybody, you know, separated. And they didn't do anything to anybody, and nobody did anything to them either. But one day, they're going to be tearing up a city block or something. And the counter to Antifa is going to come around the corner. And it's going to be some veterans, some pipe hitters, like I have said so many times. And then the Antifa are going to get a really short seminar on violent encounters. And there will be a whole bunch of things said about this, and there will be all of this about, you know, we went to this warlike stance, and we overreacted to it. If an Antifa member tries to hit you in the head with a bike lock, he's trying to kill you. If he hits you in the head with a bottle, he's trying to kill you. Somebody coming at you with some sort of a weaponized version of something, that is not really like a heavy bottle or a brick or a bike lock or something. Just because it is not a gun does not mean it cannot kill you if wielded in a proper way. And if they try that against you, then they need to be responded to with equal lethal force. And I'm afraid that sooner or later we're going to see an instance like that. And I don't know how it's going to turn out. I don't know how they're going to characterize it. I'm sure it's going to be a public relations nightmare from certain viewpoints. And on the other hand, as far as I'm concerned, I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. I am surprised it hasn't happened yet. So, where that goes and when it happens, I don't know. It might be somewhere like Texas, Oklahoma. It might be here in South Carolina. I don't know. But this is why when I go out now, I mean, as much as I love my Smith & Wesson M&P shield, I'm carrying a double stack now. Because I don't know where something like this is going to pop up. And I can't fight them off. But I can slow them. And I might be able to stop them enough to where I can get away. That's the very best I can hope to do, right? Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Do you think that an elected official, if they break the law, even though they may be ignorant of the law, should be let off and not prosecuted? I don't. I think they should be prosecuted, just like you or I would if we were caught with this. But we get this from a interesting source. Last week, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was in the Adirondacks, and he recalled retrieving a feather shed by an eagle that swooped down right next to us with his beautiful, graceful glide as he was canoeing with his family on Lake Saranac. The governor did not understand that he or realize that he was confessing to a crime. As the Associated Press points out, picking up that feather was a federal offense, punishable by a maximum fine of $5,000 and up to a year in prison. Cuomo, when this was pointed out, said, well, I'll just put it back. He said he would remedy the situation by returning the feather to the lake or surrendering it to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, but he does not expect to be punished for a crime he committed inadvertently. And there we get the lesson that he should take to heart. See, there's something called the Golden Eagle Protection Act. This prohibits the collection and possession of eagle parts, including feathers, except by Native Americans for religious purposes. A defendant can be convicted if he collected or possessed a feather knowingly or with wanton disregard for the consequences of his act. Cuomo's actions meet that requirement, since he clearly knew the feather came from an eagle, even if he did not know collecting it was against the law. And I didn't know there was an actual area of expertise for this, but an animal law attorney, Rebecca Wish, noted, the statute does not distinguish innocent possession or possession without knowledge of the illegality from possession with knowledge of the eagle's protected status. The Migratory Bird Treaty Act goes even further, making it a misdemeanor to possess a feather from any of more than 1,000 species without regard to intent or knowledge. And the upshot is that a bluebird feather that your kid picked up in the yard theoretically could earn you 6 months in jail. Cuomo served for 4 years as New York's Attorney General. So he is no doubt familiar with the old legal saw that ignorance of the law is not an excuse. Now, in truth, ignorance of the law is a pretty good excuse, especially when the law is obscure and criminalizes actions that are not inherently wrongful. But by establishing strong reasons for mens rea, the state of mind necessary to be convicted of a crime, legislators can prevent the manifest injustice of punishing people for unknowingly breaking the law. And that is the goal of legislation such as the Mens Rea Reform Act last month by Senator Orrin Hatch in the Senate. Cuomo is no doubt happy to escape punishment for unintentionally committing a crime. He seems less keen on extending that dispensation to others. As Attorney General, he made liberal use of the Martin Act, which allows convictions for security fraud without proof of intent, and advocated expanding the law to health care. As governor, we know what he did with the so-called SAFE Act, which turned legal gun owners into criminals if they failed to register a semi-automatic rifle with certain arbitrarily selected features. And the same law banned possession of magazines that held more than 10 rounds, made it a crime to put more than 7 rounds in a 10-round magazine, although a federal appeals court overturned the latter provision in 2015. The SAFE Act's penalties apply whether or not an offender knows he is breaking the law. And as the New York State Sheriff's Association noted, nothing in the law requires one to know that he or she is in the possession of a magazine or a rifle that falls within the prescriptions. Same goes for the implements covered by the New York's gravity knife ban, which the NYPD has interpreted to include tools openly sold by stores like Home Depot and routinely carried by plumbers, carpenters, carpet layers, and drywall installers. About 5,000 New Yorkers are arrested every year for violating this law, typically without criminal intent. Cuomo has twice vetoed bills aiming at correcting that injustice. So his position on mens rea seems clear, and he believes criminal intent should be required for a criminal conviction, but only when he's the person breaking the law. This also show is another illustration of something else as well. We got so many laws on the books that cover such a wide range. I mean, you have to understand, if this is a law on the books, then that means at some point a legislative body took it up and they said, you know, these people having these eagle feathers are a problem. They're a problem, and we got to look into this. So they passed a law. And now it's against the law to... I want to ask you a question. If an eagle is flying around and a feather falls off of the eagle, should that feather just be left there? Is there a designated group of people besides the Indians, the Native Americans, that can pick this feather up? What if I run over it? What if it, you know, I have an uncle that lives in Saluda, South Carolina. There's bald eagles flying around there, and they swoop down and, you know, they like to scarf up the roadkill. And as they're flying around over the, all of everybody's property, what if one of their feathers falls off and one of these homeowners runs over it with a lawnmower? What then? What happens to the man then for cutting his grass? If a feather lands in the grass, should it just be allowed to grow up? And, you know, you're driving around one day and you say, oh, that must be an eagle feather because, look, the grass is 6 feet tall right there in that little patch. Don't get me wrong. I like the fact that bald eagles have made a comeback and golden eagles are making a comeback and we have birds of prey all over the place. And I love it when I fly my drone and they're out there buzzing my drone. I just love that. But the feathers, something that falls off of the eagle is going to, and not only is it's absurd that possessing one can put you in jail, it's also absurd that somebody like Cuomo picked one up and nobody's going to slap the bracelets on him. That would make, that would be the thing that would be that maybe that little, if I may use the term here from Genesis Communications, the genesis of a little bit of sanity for a change. Maybe. Just maybe. One can only hope. I sort of hope. So, among his other accolades, now he thinks America was never great, and he's broken the law, too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
The jurors in Paul Manafort's trial ended their second day of deliberations without reaching a verdict. The 12-person jury did send a note to the judge this afternoon asking to leave just after 5 o'clock Eastern Time because one of the jurors had an event to attend. Meanwhile, outside the White House today, President Trump spoke about Manafort.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad when you look at what's going on there. I think it's a very sad day for our country. He worked for me for a very short period of time. But you know what? He happens to be a very good person. And I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
41% of Americans say Special Counsel Robert Mueller should wrap up his federal investigation into ties between Russian collusion and the Trump campaign before the midterm elections. That's according to a new American Barometer poll. 37% of those polled said Mueller should have as much time as he needs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Does anybody out there like comedy as much as I like comedy? I like comedy. I like good comedy. Unfortunately, most of my favorite comics are dead. Kinison, Bill Hicks, you know, those guys. I really like good comedy. Good comedy is based upon real life. Okay? Now, to understand what I'm saying, you have to understand, we have a little dynamic going on right now. Because it's important to laugh at the left, which is why they want to stamp out laughter. Laughter is subversive. And back when comedy was funny before it got woke, the left used to use it to undermine traditional culture. Now that they have the wheel of the cultural car, they're afraid that people pointing and giggling at their hypocrisy and venality and stupidity will make them lose control and crash that car. So hence, comedy must die. So sadly, it's the comedians themselves who are carrying the wood to pile up around the stake. Now that the left is firmly in control of the culture, comedy is no longer useful. So, comedians, mostly being leftists and cowards, are only too eager to submit. They still want the street cred that comes from being a truth-telling rebel. No comic sees themselves as Dane Cook pandering to the bros. They all want to be Richard Pryor sticking it to the man. It's kind of hard to do that when you're a mindless lackey reaffirming the non-binary being's received wisdom. Let's find some innocent guy from east of I-5, tape him for an hour, then edit up a 60-second bit to run on The Daily Show to reaffirm to the hipsters and the Trump-slash-treason-slash-emoluments nimrods in the audience how much better they are than the rubes who actually make this country possible. but you can't be funny unless you take on a potential, potent target. Yet leftist comedy only attacks those without power within the leftist culture. Normals and the president who supports you. So comedy that's punching down is just bullying. And what we see now with the routine mockery of the normals is less evening at the improv than the lottery. Don Rickles made his harshest fun of people who could dribble him around the stage like a basketball. His target wasn't the guy in from Topeka to see his show. Mr. Warmth went right up against Frank Sinatra. Sinatra could have had him buried in a ditch outside the Vegas city limits, and everybody knew that. And that's why Rickles was brave. The late night comics are mere cheerleaders. They don't get laughs. They get applause from an adeptly repeating the shared wisdom of the elite. Watch them. They drag Trump with the same drag lines we've heard a million times. And there's no laughter, just the trained seals flapping their fins together. Pantsuit loses an election, and Saturday Night Live sends out one of its stars dressed as the hapless harpy herself to sing and cry and tell the baffled audience, "I'm not giving up and neither should you." And that is hilarious, but not for the right reasons. Everything was to reinforce the paradigm. There's this woman who would probably cry because I assumed the Zier gender, named Hannah Gadsby, who looks like a Vox writer and who has a special on Netflix called Nanette that apparently features jokes, some of them presumably funny, but also her confrontation of the audience because they showed up expecting to laugh. According to, of course, The New Yorker, the purpose of this exercise is to challenge audiences to think about the comedian not just as a performer, but as a person capable of pain. Now, that sounds fun in the same sense that you might think leprosy might be fun or an STD. And don't expect the comics to fight back. Instead, they're like Lenny Bruce getting on stage and doing dead serious bits about how important it is not to offend the squares. But today, the social justice warriors and their allies are the squares. They're the Niedermeyers. They're the Judge Smaleses, the uptight fuss budgets trying to make us turn down that damn rock and roll music and behave. Where's our Bluto? Where's our Al Shervik? Well, in the White House. That's part of the vacuum in our culture that Trump discovered and filled. Remember all those harsh takedowns of Barack Obama during his reign? Well, that's because there weren't any. I don't remember him either. He was a leftist, but he was also ridiculous, petty, smug, pompous, utterly incompetent, presiding over a coterie of scammers and hacks and nitwits. Anybody who hires Ben Rhodes is a joke magnet, and we normals saw that. But the leftist cultural gatekeepers close ranks to protect the light bringer. So take that random rodeo clown who dared not to bow. Donald Trump saw the need and he filled it. He is funny. He's really funny. Watch his rally speeches as opposed to his serious ones. Really watch them live and uncut. I'd hate to face a lawyer who could connect with an audience like that. And he has them laughing hysterically because he says what all of the allegedly brave rebels of community refuse to. The comics won't laugh at leftists, but Trump will. And that's why, except for on Fox, you never see this speech live and uncut. The leftist establishment doesn't want you to see them because, like all good comedy, his speeches show the left to be the fools that they are. We want voices out there articulating our disgust and refusal to submit. And doing it in a humorous manner sticks. And Donald Trump does that. Some of us try to do that ourselves. But in the traditional world of comedy, a few lonely voices in stand-up tell jokes about whatever they want to, like Dennis Miller and Nick DiPaolo, but not many. You get a few big names daring to complain a little bit about the ever-changing boundaries of comedy. Keeping the rules uncertain is a basic play by oppressors to ensure obedience, after all. But that's it. The French army that is our comedy corps has surrendered without a shot. But let's have some faith in the market. The hunger for truth is out there amongst the real Americans. More outsider voices will rise to fill the void. The social justice warriors want to be the gatekeepers of acceptable thought, but eventually those walls are going to come tumbling down. some big name, maybe a Kanye of the comedy world, will inevitably say, "No, I'm going to tell any damn joke I feel like. I'm not going to bow down to you." Kanye, for all of his smugness and everything else, he's out there telling people this. You will not tell me what to think. I mean, you sit around there. I mean, he just keeps throwing curveballs at me, old Kanye does. But when this happens, what will the social justice warriors do? Because every time one of these people steps up, one of these fabulous cultural icons, like a Kanye, gets out there and says, you will not tell me how to think. And everybody covers that. When they begin to whine, that's all going to be drowned out by the laughter coming from somebody like you and me. And that's their problem. That's their big problem. And it's not going to be one that they're going to be able to overcome that easily. The whining will be... they'll start and then we'll drown them out. We'll just be laughing our collective fourth points of contact off, and somebody will, you know, somebody, I hope somebody's near me so they can help me stand up, because I'm going to probably fall over. And if I do fall over, don't let me land on my chest, because that's my weak point now. I need somebody to watch out and make sure I at least land on my head, because that'll take just about anything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Free money back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Do you like music? I love it. I love music. I have a very eclectic taste in music. And the varying styles of music, I mean, it used to be R&B and soul that I used to get when I was a kid. That was the only thing that would come into my transistor radio where I lived in Columbia, South Carolina. And then, you know, I discovered rock and the Eagles and the Doobie Brothers, and then that changed over. And I mean, you know, music changes as time goes on. Now I appreciate the big band era, you know, swing music, love 40s music. When grunge came along, I actually liked Soundgarden. I liked Alice in Chains. I wasn't a big Pearl Jam fan, though. Now, Eddie Vedder can sing, without a doubt. But and the musicians in Pearl Jam are, without a doubt, some of the very best. And they do some really nice, original, evocative melodies. You get that raging teenage boy angst emotion coming out of them. And, you know, that's what a rock band should be, even though I didn't find their music particularly catchy. They were popular. Pearl Jam practiced a lot of philanthropy. They're a 90s Seattle sound grunge band, and they raised about $10 million to help the homeless. You know, grunge, homeless, it all fits. I've also read that Eddie Vedder is a nice guy in real life. So much so that sometimes you might see something human that they might do, and you might think to yourself, well, I might use my Starbucks app that I use to get all these free drinks because I love Starbucks so much. And I might actually donate to one of their causes. And then you see a bunch of junk that they're doing. Coming out of Helena, Montana, we get this story. Republicans are condemning a poster by Pearl Jam that shows the White House in flames and a bald eagle pecking at a skeleton they say is meant to depict President Donald Trump. But Pearl Jam's bassist, Jeff Ament, is unapologetic, issuing a statement Wednesday saying that he is the sole conceptualist for the poster. He said the role of an artist is to make people think and feel, and the current administration has people thinking and feeling. He said he welcomes all interpretations and discourse and ends with love from the First Amendment, Jeff Ament. Why did you want to go and do that, Jeff? It's actually quite cheesy for a political ad. Even the Democratic candidate that they're shilling for, John Tester, said that he didn't like it. Nobody who's sane does, because it's the classic porno violence fantasizing on the left about killing Trump. Porno violence is a term coined by Tom Wolf to describe the absolute fascination the media and others have with some guy getting his head blown off, playing the stuff over and over like some pervert in a public library. The rabid left loves it, and everyone else finds it appalling. And we see it rampant in the arts, what with Kathy Griffin's carrying around a human head depicting Trump as if some kind of comedy act, the Shakespeare in the Park crowd in New York rewriting Julius Caesar to get a good stab at Trump, Eminem rapping his low IQ, high violence threats, and Madonna voicing her desire to blow up the White House. Those are the ones that I can think of right this minute. I know there's plenty of them, though. Did it really have to be Pearl Jam, who's actually done some good within the community? Do they have to sink to this level? Is this beneath them? What's more, their art is music. And them taking this tact and putting out this poster degrades their art. This political race in Montana is going to come and go. And nobody's going to remember either of those two candidates in the grand scheme of things. The candidate they are endorsing doesn't even like the poster, given that he wants to win and can see that political extremism is what it has done for the fortunes of other Democrats compared to the fortunes of moderates who get in there and then proceed to act extreme only when in office. Pearl Jam's music and anybody's music, anybody that is anybody in the music business, their music has far more long-term ramifications than that. You can listen to the stuff they recorded in the 90s, and for the people that enjoy them, they can still enjoy them. They can remember when this first hit, when it first came out, and they can sit back and remember their youth and all this other stuff, and they have tainted that. Politics is absolutely nowhere to go for an artist. Not a real one. Nobody's going to want to remember this race when an audience sits down to listen to Pearl Jam's music in 2048. And album art and poster art does matter. Even more importantly, given Pearl Jam's popularity and exposure, as well as all that very specific political endorsement of one candidate over another, it amounts to an in-kind political donation for Tester, and it needs to be treated as such, subject to in-state and federal limitations and reporting requirements. Are the enforcers going to go after that one? Because if they don't, they're going to be remiss. This is a shame. Pearl Jam, for people, I was talking with somebody today, and I was expressing to them how envious I am for somebody that can create music. And if somebody likes that music, then you're creating their joy. And then when that music comes out, this marks a moment in their time, in their life. They remember where they were the first time they heard it. Were they in the car? Were they on their date? Was it at prom time? Was it the summer they turned 18? You know, something like that. Something romantic. Some reminiscing. Something whimsical. What an awesome power to have. And what a stupid move it is to go into the political consulting and opposition research business. Even though I never cared for them, even though I never bought any of their stuff, and I don't own any of their stuff, I thought that they were better than this. Now, I don't have to worry about boycotting them because I don't want any of their stuff. But I'm probably not going to ever donate to anything they do, no matter how good it is, ever again, which I haven't done yet anyway. So people who enjoy their music, that pay attention to this and see what they have done with this. I mean, politics is what tore the Eagles apart, if you don't know this. I think Ed Markey was running for some office. He's still in Congress today. And the Eagles were doing some benefit for him. And Don Felder was as apolitical as they get. And Glenn Frey was very political. Don Henley is very political. So they were only too happy to donate this concert to him. And when Markey was going around thanking the Eagles for showing up there, Don Henley very honestly said, I don't even know why we're here. I don't even know why I'm here. And that set Glidden Fry off. And then they sort of came apart at the seams, and this was shortly after, I think, the long run. Politics. I see some of my friends out there that are, it would make me very happy to not have to go political. It would make me very happy to just talk to you about training and competitive shooters and self-defense with guns and all these other things. That would make me very happy. Technique, the latest thing coming out and everything else. And maybe talk a little bit about certain things. But politics is ever-present. And having to dabble in it means that you never, ever, ever... That's just something you can't wash off. And getting out there and voluntarily skewing that way for no apparent reason that I can possibly think of, that was one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. And if you are a Pearl Jam fan, you have my sympathy. Because they've gone somewhere that they didn't have to go. Politics has got plenty of people involved in it. We don't need people that can create joy by standing on a stage and turning instruments into sound. We don't need them in that. We got plenty of it already. Back again on Monday. Everything's working. Everything's happening. So we'll be back again on Monday. Remember this between now and then. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I make my pops want to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.